My Life Today, November 3, The Breastplate of Righteousness, Equipped for Victory. Having on the Breastplate of Righteousness. Clad in the armor of Christ's righteousness, the Church is to enter upon her final conflict. Fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners, she is to go forth into all the world, conquering and to conquer. Only the covering which Christ Himself has provided can make us meet to appear in God's presence. This covering, the robe of His own righteousness, Christ will put upon every repenting, believing soul. I counsel thee, he says, to buy of me white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Everything that we of ourselves can do is defiled by sin. But the Son of God was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. Sin is defined to be the transgression of the law. But Christ was obedient to every requirement of the law. When on earth He said to His disciples, I have kept my Father's commandments. By His perfect obedience, He has made it possible for every human being to obey God's commandments. When we submit ourselves to Christ, we live His life. This is what it means to be clothed with the garment of His righteousness. Then, as the Lord looks upon us, He sees not the fig leaf garment, not the nakedness and deformity of sin, but His own robe of righteousness, which is perfect obedience to the law of Jehovah. To every one, God has made an offer that will help to brace every nerve and spiritual muscle for the time of test that is to come to us all. I am charged with the message, clothe yourself with the whole armor of Christ's righteousness, and, having done all you can do on your part, you have the assurance of victory. To every soul is granted the gracious opportunity of standing on the Rock of Ages.